It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Oh, fuck.
Have you ever spit gum in the urinal?
Have I? Oh, hell yeah. And Zins.
Zins are passable.
Really? Why is that?
Because they're like white, and then if they're like in water or something, or like piss, I'm saying like they're almost see-through. You can barely see them.
You know that fucking
gum, though.
You know that $5 bill that's in the urinal, and then at like 2 a.m., it's not in the urinal? Yeah, that's always... I don't like that.
What are you talking about?
You ever seen one? You know, like there's a $5 bill in the urinal, so every guy's like, you know, oh, let's piss on it. And we all piss on it. And then at some point throughout the night, someone's going to get drunk enough and be like, oh, and put it in their pocket.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Oh, well, it's definitely a thing.
Who does that?
You've never seen a dollar bill in the urinal and you pee on it?
No, never once.
Oh, interesting.
Are you a person who goes around putting dollars in?
No, but I pee on them, yeah. You ever seen the one with the little soccer ball? You can like...
It's gonna what urinals have you been going to?
I haven't done that. I haven't experienced that yet.
I was like, where are you going piss? Because I need to go.
Not put my feet up.
That'd
there.
That'd be fun.
Ooh. Ooh. That was close. Yeah, hello. Hello. Just tempting. Some guy's sitting there fucking mid Put it back out.
Dude, that's like when you go on Omegle as a kid. Just every other one.
Dude, I never actually did Omegle. I did chat roulette.
We did chat roulette. I remember Tanner did the fake pussy one time. Yeah, like he was like, dude, and this guy was like fucking just jacking up. Like it was for the reason of finding a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And tucked in. He was like on the side, and the guy's just like, oh yeah. He turns and goes, you gay boy. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, I, no, I do remember, like, being on there, and then, like, you know, like, the worst feeling was, like, you're sitting there on the webcam, and then a girl sees you, and she's like, next, and you're like, fuck. And then there was one time, like, a girl,
I remember fucking Jake Brown, bro. I'm calling him out right now.
What?
Fucking stayed up till, like, fucking 3 a.m. talking to this fucking, like, random, ruined our whole fucking night, because he's sitting there, like, yeah, just, like, this whole conversation for, like, fucking, and just, we were doing it for a little bit, because it was funny, he just ruined it.
He's like, dude, I'm going to bang this.
He's like, dude, like me, dude. I'm like talking. We're talking, dude. I'm like, okay, well, this is just...
We've all been there. No, I...
I've not been there. You had an hours-long conversation with a random stranger.
No, I haven't done that. I'm saying just gone over and above beyond just trying to get nudes or something. Like, yeah. I mean, it happens at that age.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember like one time I had to have been like 13 or something. 13 years old. And then, you know, I'm on the screen and the girl, she's kind of cute. And then she stops and I stop and we both don't click next. I'm just like, hey. And then it fucking lagged.
What'd you say?
No, that was it. And then it lagged. Her screen froze. My screen froze. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then I looked up for the next hour how to find someone you already met. Well, that's the point. You can't.
Well, yeah, that'd be kind of weird if you could. I mean,
maybe the algorithm knew we had a connection, you know?
No pun intended.
Actually, someone I know met someone on Omegle.
Really?
And
but isn't that like, from like it could be a different state and shit too?
Yeah, right? They were from Kentucky and they met up and that person
Kentucky.
Lived.
Kentucky. What the fuck is Kentucky?
That person lives in Kentucky now.
Kentucky. Yeah, I knew one of my friends, like that I went to school with at North, his parents met on Craigslist.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
Well, what are you both doing on Craigslist?
That's the way to do it.
That's not a place you go when things are going well.
I know. There was probably a match made in heaven. They're both not doing well. They can just beat fucking emo together.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like on Craigslist, they're like, well, there's no way that's even like real.
I thought Craigslist was just for orgies. At least that's all I ever see.
What are you searching for on Craigslist?
No, actually, one time this did happen. Not me on Craigslist. It was when I was working at Safeway. This guy that I worked with was like, dude, this other guy. He was like, look, he's got a Facebook thing on like for him or like looking for her or whatever. And I was like, okay, but how did you find that? Like, you're quick to roast this guy, but you were on Craigslist.
Oh yeah, he's probably looking for the same thing.
Yeah, so I was like, you kind of just fucked yourself. Like, I remember one time I was like 5 or 6, dude. You know how you're supposed to close your eyes when you pray? There was this girl I hated in first grade, and I looked up, and she wasn't closing her eyes. So I was like, yeah, Miss Cassette, she didn't close her eyes. Obviously showing that I opened my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ratted on myself. I was like, fuck, man.
Dude, I just fixed you. You guys are praying, and you're just like, you're just glaring at this bitch.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't even fucking remember, dude.
I guess at year 5, I guess you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I do remember getting like a little mwah on the playground. It freaked the fuck out.
When you were 5?
5 or 6, yeah. I told on her.
You told on her?
I did. I was like 5 or 6.
I hear a lot of snitching when you were a kid, bro.
When I was a fucking infant. A lot of snitching.
That's not infant, bro.
That's not infant?
No.
What do you consider that? 5 or 6?
Child.
A child. Yes, when I was a child.
Still,
which
snitch.
By the way, according to biology, my frontal lobe is done this week.
Yeah,
so I'm excited. It's like 99%.
Finally, we'll be able to like relate on a lot of things.
Yeah, it's like 99%. I'm kind of getting some headaches. I know it's getting a little bigger last week.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah, it's how it works, dude. Dude, the last week, dude, before you're 26, it's fucking working overtime, dude. Blood's just pumping there, dude. And it's finishing that thing up. It's kind of like that old house that still has like scaffolding on it for a while. And you're like, are we going to finish this? You know? And then it's like, oh, fuck, the deadline's due. So now it's just, dude, it's going.
Well, we didn't have the proper scaffolding permits.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. We had to get estimates.
So then, especially in like big cities like New York, so if you have scaffolding, obviously like they have to build like this huge thing under the sidewalk to make sure it's safety for other people walking. But let's just say there's like a storm or something and it blows off and kills somebody. You have permits and everything like that. You did what you're supposed to. Are you still liable?
I don't know, but I have one thing to add to that. My dad was re-roofing our house and he was having me help him. And he had this scaffolding from like the 1800s. And he's like, we're going to set this up. And it just like screws into each other all the way up the house. And I'm like, this is insane. Like, well, this was not going to like...
Scaffolding's sketchy, dude.
Yeah. And also our house is... Like, remember on, like, the other side of the house, like, a hill?
Kind of slanted.
The driveway goes down like that. So it's not, like, even ground all the way up. So we were going to have to, like...
Leaning against the house?
I don't fucking know. I was like, damn.
Damn, Dad.
Let's just hire some roofers. Fuck. Yeah. But he got it done. Said it'd take him 2 weeks. Took him 4 months.
Didn't you help him?
Yeah, it was during football.
Oh, yeah, you didn't really help much, I feel like. Remember that one? Was that that video you posted and you kept having the leaf blower and blowing it on him? Or was that you're blowing on somebody and then you kept running away?
Yeah, it was Rob, my sister's ex.
Rob, that's who it was. And he kept chasing you?
Yeah. Yeah, because he was over there. Actually, I don't even think they were together. I think he was just like, Rob was trying to get in good with my dad. So my dad's like, sure, I like you now that you're roofing.
Yeah, I like you for this summer.
Yep. Oh, roofing's done. I think you said something I didn't like.
Yeah. Welcome back to Slapdicks Around the Lunch Table, episode
119.
Wait, it is?
I think. Is it?
I don't know. I thought it was... I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, 118. Damn it.
Fuck. Wait, it is 119?
It's 118.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
118.
118, first and foremost, want to start with a sponsor, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to start Live Stallion, Never Be Tape. A wellness and fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Badiato. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way. Badiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. Streams Monday through Friday. James, take it away.
Got moles. If you have moles and you're in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator, winner of some award. Atlas Aeration, using thatching and other shit, make your lawn look just fucking heavenly. They don't guarantee the stripes. You got to get a striper for that. Last but not least, Puff Tag. Never lose your shit again. Make sure you check that out at PuffTag.com. Always track that little thing that you keep losing. Z, welcome back. It's a nice day out. It's nice. It's actually, okay, why has it been like kind of chilly the last couple days?
Well, no sun, along with an Arctic breeze. That also gives you usually a little bit of a chill factor.
From the highlands, it blows down.
Yeah.
It's where Alex is from.
Yeah, Alex is from the highlands.
It's the highlands.
So I had something that I wanted to share. Hold on, there's like 8 different ones. So, okay. Hold on, fuck, where did it go? Oh, dude, remember we listened to that episode earlier when I was talking about, we were listening, so the guy who voiced Barney made like fucking $20 million or whatever, like three, dude, 3 years, that's fucking some
that's
good.
That's like 6 point that, something
that's
million.
That's some good fucking dough this guy's scooping on.
Sam.
I'm saying, so I was looking up, I guess we just do this one first. I was looking up the most profitable like children's shows from the 90s, I guess.
Sesame Street's up there.
Children's shows slash like animated TV series, I guess it could be. So,
do you think it's inappropriate for those adult actors to use drugs when filming? Because I feel like there's no other way to do it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like when filming the show, obviously Big Bird railed a fucking line before he goes out there and starts fucking going.
I mean, but
nuts.
He's also in a costume. I feel like that's a little different because you're kind of sheltered. It's just a shell. So it's like you can't really see the person. You can see their expressions. Can't see. So it's like,
you know what's crazy?
I think that's more allowed.
That's kind of like how like a lot of people are.
I knew you were going to say something shell. Fucking dumb, dude. I fucking
no, but it. Okay. I'm asking you. Do you think it's frowned upon? To like, okay.
Do I personally, or do I think it's publicly frowned upon?
Publicly. Because I think like if I got cast as Big Bird, like I think the nostalgia of it for the first time, I mean, I'm going wacky. I'm going fucking crazy. You know, I'm bouncing off walls and like, yeah, let's build these blocks and shit. Woo.
Let's make a cardboard box for it.
Yeah. And after, you know, our third fucking lullaby and we're done building Legos, like I'm going to need a little boost.
Bro.
And if you're making Big Bird money, like...
You're making Big Bird money?
Dude, if you're making
Big Bird... How much did Big Bird make, bro?
Dude, if you make...
But first of all, he... Oh, I guess he did talk and sing. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Do you think Big Bird...
It's just Shaq under there.
Do you think... You know,
he was tall.
Yeah, he was. But also, the neck was like fucking 20 feet tall.
Oh, so the head's
I'm saying,
not
I'm saying
head.
The body was also... They made it because it's a big-ass fucking bird.
So it's... Is the actor's head is just like below the
what
neck?
Is this this part of a bird, this part the puffy chest, is it a chest or is it called
is it
something
the thorax
else? Oh, no, that's an insect you yeah. Fuck
probably the belly.
No, that's no, like it's like that, you know how it bird chest, like how people
breast
say, maybe, you know how people say like yeah. Dude, you have a fucking bird's chest because people like it's like arches out and puffs really far out and
I have never heard the term bird's chest.
Really?
No, I haven't.
Patrick's gamer tag at one point was bird chest or something.
It was bird person.
Oh.
from Rick and Morty.
Are you sure?
I am bird person. Yeah.
Okay. So do you think that Big Bird takes Barney on in a yearly gross battle?
Yes, but the thing is Barney's going to have a mean tail slap. Dude, do you remember that little fucking dinosaur in Tekken and he could fucking slap his tail? Dude, you put some razor wire around that thing and or tape a bat to it. Like that thing's going
to
do some.
Because okay, this is the hard thing in trying to. Because also, I don't know if each one of these articles is this how much that character made, and including merchandising. Does it? Yeah. Mm. And also, when it first started, is there a different person? Because this one is very interesting. So when it was first a thing, it was a puppeteer, and the puppeteer earned over $300,000 a year playing Big Bird.
So he was,
and
up
he made
there
32 cents his first show, but then ended up getting paid $300,000 a year.
Wow.
To do it. Let's see.
But then they upgraded the costumes to real people.
How much do Sesame Street actors get paid? Kevin Clash, dude. Kevin Clash, the guy who voiced Elmo. I thought it would be actually more than that, to be honest.
What is he?
But I guess they've had a lot of people do it.
Oh,
it hasn't been like one fucking guy forever, but. A lot of the Sesame Street actors earn between, but that's now, $300,000 to $500,000 per year.
That's still insane.
That's still
dude,
insane.
Just like,
how much did Carol Spinney get get paid that? To play Big Bird? I'm assuming that's one of the main guys. And why?
Gal. Carol's a woman's name, I think. Big Bird's a gal.
I hate when you see an article, you click it, and then it's not at the top. It's actually,
yeah.
You have to go find, oh, the page is gone.
404 not found. Big Bird's trying to hide
Wait,
some.
This
fucking
also says Carol Spinney net worth. Well, that's a guy. That's a guy. But it also says Sesame Street's big puppeteer. I don't fucking know, but it would appear that Barney might hold a little ground over.
Okay,
him.
When you say puppeteer, they're not. They don't have strings above them. They're fucking in the costume, right?
A puppeteer is someone who controls a puppet with the strings from the top.
So Big Bird, there's no one in the bird.
Wait, I don't know.
There's someone in the bird, dude. the mouth's moving and shit, and he's dancing around. You can't fucking do that with your fingers.
Hold on, hold on.
That's real talent, man. No, I'm saying fucking Big Bird's got
hold on.
Big moves.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's a conspiracy. I don't even know the other characters. There's the dude in the trash can, right?
Okay, was the main character until he retired in 2018.
Oh, rest in peace. Not rest in peace.
Retired. Wait, so...
Do you have his net worth or what's... what are we looking at here?
Oh, his net worth. Okay, that's probably a good idea. Carol Spinney Puppeteer net worth.
Just typing in Big Bird's net worth.
No, I didn't type in net worth at all. I just typed net worth of Sesame Street characters. It's like,
well, in Sesame Street, Big Bird actually owns the entire street of businesses.
Carol Spinney's worth $8
million. Damn, dude, for Big Bird, that's Big Bird money. That's Big B money.
Bro.
What?
There's a fucking documentary. This is I Am Big Bird. Look at the one on the left.
So it is a costume.
That's like fucking Michael Jordan with his fucking sneakers.
Dude, it is a fucking costume. Okay.
So I'm assuming it was, yeah.
So if you have to play one of them, which one are you playing? I feel like you'd be a
Oscar. You'd be Oscar the Grouchy.
Yeah, I think, no.
Well, I think we'd be Bert and Ernie.
Bert, oh, that'd be fun.
Bert and Ernie, not Squirt and Spermy.
Dude, Bert and Ernie, we'd be good at that.
Yeah, we'd be Bert and Ernie.
Who would be Bert? Who'd be Ernie?
I'd be Ernie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I don't remember their personalities to a T.
No, I don't either.
But I just remember Bert looks funny, so.
Yeah.
You remember what Bert looks like?
He was the rounder-faced one. Or is Ernie the like, it looks like a squash?
that's you.
Why does it look like he's about to sell me real estate?
Dude, he's got a fucking little patch of, yeah, see, the other guy's kind of ethnic looking. That's me.
Okay.
Dude, that's us, dude.
Dude, we need to get merch with that. But us.
You know, I'm pretty sure they have very, very strong copyrights and trademarks on their shit.
Yeah, Big Bird had that. Well, Big Bird was an attorney. What was it? They all had jobs, right? Kind of.
I don't know.
No?
He was an attorney?
I
what kind of law? Civil? If Big Bird walks to a... What law would you think that Big Bird did? I would say civil shit.
Yeah, like, you know, suing for the car accidents and stuff.
He's like, yeah, I slipped on the fucking floor at McDonald's.
Exactly. I just feel like I could picture him holding a briefcase. Yeah. That wasn't an episode somewhere.
Slapping
right?
it.
And he's got like a tie.
I don't even know if he was an attorney.
He's just like, case is closed. I don't know.
I don't think in a children's show they highlighted all of the Sesame Street's cast jobs.
Well, in SpongeBob they had jobs.
Okay, that's different. It's an animated cartoon. It's different.
Oh,
like I just don't. I don't know.
So, anyways, who the fuck are you playing, dude?
I already said I'm Ernie.
Oh, okay. I guess I was thinking of like, I don't remember.
Well, Barney obviously runs the game. I think.
Really.
Yeah, well, we were talking about it earlier.
I thought you meant
he made like $20 million.
I didn't know you meant in real life. Like, meant in the puppeteer.
Oh,
game.
In the, like, puppet in the, well, in the.
I think Big Bird is like the Tony Soprano of everything, and kind of controls the money and how it comes. And then because he's meant, I mean, he's huge. I mean, you're not going to.
Well, Barney's huge. He's a fucking dinosaur. He's a fucking T-Rex or whatever. He's like a T-Rex and a bear. Both. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to see that happen.
That fight? Who wins? 8 ounce gloves. Big Bird or Barney, dude?
Big Bird or Barney? UFC.
I mean, obviously Big Bird reach advantage.
Yeah, and he's got that fucking, he's got mad reach on his legs, dude.
Oh, yeah, the big fucking.
He's going to be leg kick. Well, dude, fucking Barney's got the tiny ass hands.
Yeah, but he's a fucking T-Rex.
But Barney has the tail spin. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He slaps that
like
thing
like Yoshi would in Smash Bros. He'd spin around. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he could just fucking run at him and just like a rhino, you know?
They were known for their thick skulls. That's true. T-Rexes. So
they're fucking massive. I would assume they had thick skulls.
Do you actually believe the dinosaurs were written? Do you think there were dragons? That's one that's kind of like up in the air. There are Komodo dragons.
Okay, listen. That doesn't fucking count.
Is it a Komodo dragon?
Komodo.
Oh.
Yeah, you wanted that because you wore a kimono. No.
No, that's why I...
No, you're kimono.
No.
Okay, here's the thing. Do I think to a T it's the dragons that we see in the movies? Maybe not. But do I think that at some point there was a very large reptile that flew? Yes, and I will tell you why. Because in almost every single civilization, like going to the thousand, they all depicted some type of flying reptile thing. And like knights were fighting it here, Romans were fighting it here. I'm saying it was kind of all the same looking.
Could have been pterodactyls.
Something to that effect, yeah.
Imagine if we had that instead of cars. We got to like feed this thing. And then we're like,
dude, do you ever remember, you remember that show? What was it called? Fuck. Dinotopia or something like that. It was
Dinotopia.
I think that's what it was called. I think that's what it was called.
Remember,
fucking like, went hard.
What was the one with Littlefoot tree stars?
Dude, what were the one, dude? I've been trying to remember this for so fucking long, and like thinking about it now because I'm older, it's fucking hilarious. It was called something. It was literally, this is not a joke, and it was like in the like medieval era. It was animated. It was a dope show, but they were all mice. Like one was a monk and there was, this guy was a knight and this guy was the evil guy. Oh. This guy was a jester. This guy, and like there, it was a whole kingdom and it, like war scenes, people killing each other and shit. But it was fucking, it was like some, it was literally like a knight name. That was the name of the show. I forgot what it was called, but they're all fucking mice and rats running around. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Well, what is a knight name? Like Sir Ellington or Sir Elliot, you know, that would be a knight name. Sir Jack. I don't know, would that work? Sir Isaiah, I think, works. I feel like Sir Isaiah.
This is the first one that popped up. Black Douglas.
Black Douglas? Is that something?
Or, oh, that's what a bad knight is called. Wait.
A Black Douglas. Someone named Douglas did something. I think.
Wait. Teddy Ransom? That's not even... Okay, wait. The worst names in Star Wars?
No.
Wait. What the fuck? There's no way George Lucas suggested those.
Okay, so I have another question that I wanted to bring up today. So, you know, like people get married in Vegas. You know, they get drunk. They get married. They're like, oh,
they
shit.
They get annulled.
Yeah, and an annulment. To annul that, do you need both parties to sign?
Legally, that's the law. Yeah, but that my question is what if the other refuses and will not? Because you need both. You need both parties for it to be annulled. Like,
well, then I guess you're fucked.
Well, right? No, you could go through like a fucking. Then you just have to take it to court, and that's just a lengthy process. But it's like, so are you telling me if someone just wants to ruin your life, or like someone just wants to like someone's psycho and doesn't want to fucking divorce you? And they won't sign it, then you have to like go through this whole court process or something.
Maybe you just have to get like divorced?
Separate, legally separated, I guess.
Okay.
You wouldn't be divorced though. You'd be separated.
What's fucking weird is like if you accidentally do that drunk or something, like you're just stuck.
Like, well, you remember in The Hangover when he goes back and he's trying to annul the marriage? He's like, oh, I need both parties.
That's right. It breaks my heart.
Makes my heart, but I'll do it. Yeah. That's
and then they got the hats and the shit.
Yeah.
Dude, if you got fucking married in Vegas to a stripper and we're both fucked up.
Honestly, you know what's funny? At this point in our lives, it's 90% chance it's going to be you versus me.
Me now? Why am I this reckless now?
If you were to ask all of our close friends, who is most likely to fall in love with a stripper and get married in Vegas? You would be the answer almost all.
Why me? Because I'm single now?
No. Because you're fucking just, you're unpredictable as fuck.
What do you mean? I'm not unpredictable.
You know what's weird? Hey, we've been on the show before and you've literally been saying, yeah, I think we've kind of swapped. Now I've got a little more wild side. Now I'm like, yeah, I have a little bit. 100% it'd be you. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no way.
Getting married to a
Alex!
Stripper. No, don't get her down here. She's been on a fucking, she's been a tyrant lately towards me.
Has she?
I don't know. I sense an off.
We need. I guarantee you, if we get Bailey, Jordan, all of us in a fucking group right now, we all ask.
Okay, this sounds like a fucking like.
So it's not just me. Someone go. If we, out of all of our friends, we go to Vegas. Who is the most likely to fall in love with a stripper and get married, blacked out drunk? Like, if anyone like of our friends.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say. Oh, it wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Oh, fuck. All right. I don't need you.
She said Jordan, by the way.
Honestly,
not Jack.
That's not a bad call either, though.
Yeah, he definitely would. Bailey doesn't listen to this podcast.
You would too, though.
Okay, the thing is, I'm smarter than that.
If Bottle Girls in Seattle can... Oh, probably should have said that publicly.
I would pursue it longer.
Yeah, that's a good call.
What
yeah.
do you mean?
Yeah, you'd follow her around.
That's not true. A stripper. And I'm not saying there's anything bad about strippers. I'm just saying, like, just...
It's crazy you're fighting me on this.
I'm not fighting you on it. I'm just saying that, like, I think that me on autopilot is pretty fucking good. I'm pretty good on autopilot. I can
good
be
as in like no bad drama with friends, but that does not include that. I'm saying
blackout drunk Jack still does
uncontrollable.
Not
uncontrollable. That's what I think.
But it still does not make horrible decisions.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't
know if that's true.
I've never had an instance where
you've never had to. Yeah,
just alcohol.
It could be worse. It could be worse. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's anything insanely bad.
I'm saying I trust myself.
I'm just saying in terms of like, oh, he's really just going for it. That's
okay. If I'm going for it, are you buying the merch? You getting us the hats, the fucking vests and the calendars.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you're going to be sitting there cheesing them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be geeked too. I'm gonna be like, dude, this is a great idea.
Yeah, do it, Jack.
Oh,
I love her, man.
Dude, I love it. Would have been her. I love her, dude. Been. Oh,
fuck. I don't think I'm unpredictable, but
honestly, I don't think you are usually.
But lately, I'm just this ball of chaos. Don't high road me now. That's all I'm saying. Because
do you now? No, I'm not high roading. I'm serious.
I'm saying I've been with you through your rowdy days and just supported every all of it. I supported it. I stood there right by you.
I'm not supporting.
And I'm not even in my rowdy days.
I'm not even unsupporting.
I don't do anything bad. I'm not even in rowdy days. I go to work.
Ace of Spades, The View. Good decision?
It was timely. It was January.
I know.
This isn't an every night thing.
It wasn't even your birthday or mine.
You said it was Danny's, but I found out
you don't even know.
Well, no, it was for me.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I was going through a lot of things.
Now, unpredictable, some would say. Wouldn't you say?
Not really. How is that unpredictable?
Oh, come on. An ace of spade for you on a random night at someone else's birthday you've never met?
It wasn't even his birthday. I was kidding.
Unpredictable.
It wasn't his birthday.
Unpredictable.
You know,
it was fun. It was great. It was a cool moment. I'm saying,
but that's not as unpredictable as marrying a stripper.
That's true. That's true.
That I don't see autopilot. I feel like okay.
I don't think you actually would, but I think
I'd get her to the altar. Definitely. I'm gonna let her down easy. Which is at the altar. I mean, I'm letting her down easy. Actually, to be honest, before it, you know, she walked down the aisle, I'd go be like, hey, babe.
Babe, honey, hey, babe. Our first fight.
Hopefully our last. Hey, I have... No, it's like you sober up, but then you're like, fuck. It's like, how would you have that talk?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, you're about to marry someone. It doesn't have to be a stripper, whatever. You're blacked out in Vegas. You're standing on the altar, and all this adrenaline comes back, and you sober up. And you're like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I think I'm going to sit her down and be like, hi.
I would think I would. But if I'm being honest with myself, I think I'm just taking off.
Well, I don't want to break her heart. I still care about her.
Do you?
I almost just married her. I hope so.
Would you just said you met her and you're getting married. You don't even know her that well.
Well, Drunk Jack apparently really liked her.
Yeah, you probably anyways, you might go back.
I'm going to sit her down and be like,
I'm
hey.
I'm just leaving.
Hey, I feel like she seems like a Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Look, we've had a great time tonight. I think maybe a thing or two got...
A Jessica.
Yeah, yeah. A little out of hand.
Jess. Sorry, Jess.
Your kid is still in the back seat. And I think the windows are up.
And by the way, the Mirage does not have a daycare, so you want to take him home.
Look, we had a great time. I really like you, and I think you're going to make someone really happy.
You piece of shit. You said you loved me.
I do.
You would say that too.
I would, but I just met you. I need to, you know, I need time.
You said it was love at first sight.
That's not true. No, wait. I wouldn't say that to her. Sorry. Yes, B. Yes, of course, baby. Of course. No, I.
Oh man.
No, I definitely. I need time to fall in love.
Oh yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah. Drunk Jack, no.
No, then, no, no time.
And then when I wake up, it's like, fuck. No, I'm kidding. Okay, just for everyone out there, this is a bit. I don't do this, obviously.
Well, oh, no, he's never done that.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet, no.
Yeah, so, no, I think, I just let her down easy.
If you don't even know her, then fucking why? I just fucking leave, dude.
I still feel bad. I mean, she bought the dress. I mean, or maybe she
probably had you buy it. She probably had you buy everything. Oh, that's why I'd be like, bye. I'm leaving.
I'm giving her a calendar. And I'm taking a calendar.
I'm taking a couple mugs or whatever's there, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I need to remember the night. Oh, yeah. I just don't want to remember this marriage.
Can you imagine the mug just sitting there, like in our kitchen? That would be a hell of a talking
point.
That
would be...
That was when Jack almost got married.
A great talking point. I wonder if that chapel in The Hangover is actual real chapel in Vegas.
The Little Red Chapel. Because remember when we said there was that guy who worked at 7-Eleven, funniest guy, and we were like, if we were ever in a movie and there's a scene in 7-Eleven, we're going to find him and he's going to be in it.
So we don't even know his name.
Nikki.
Nikki. It was Vicky, but that's like, it's short for like Vikram or something. I don't know.
I don't even think it was Vicky.
No, it was Vicky.
That guy lied to us.
Do you remember when he's sitting there? We were like drug walked in there, and he took you on this whole thing how he got a new car.
And I was excited
and
for
then,
him.
And then you kept asking questions, and then he sat there smiling, saying that he was like, I didn't get a car.
Oh, that was like 2 days later.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to show me on Monday. And then I came back in, and I was like, hey, man, did you get the new car? Yeah. I was excited for him. I was excited for him. I was trying to form a bond.
Dude, this guy obviously was like next level, like teaser or something, bro.
Dude, he never told the truth.
His name probably wasn't fucking Vicky. I was assuming because it was abbreviated for something like super long.
He had a name tag on that said just like a normal name.
We're sitting here thinking it's something fucking crazy. But you know what it was? We probably were in there fucked up almost every time we were in there. We're like 90% of the time we're fucked up.
Because
every time we're going in there, like if it was a weeknight, it was very quickly for one thing.
Yeah.
If it was during the weekend, even if it was during the day, we were probably fucked up stumbling in there because down the street from our house.
And he'd sing for us every time.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Dude, do you remember when the bitches of fucking debit card declined? Dude, that was
for like $1 and he's just like, oh my God, that was funny.
Oh my fuck. Yeah, he was a troll for sure.
Well, we're at 32.
32, huh?
32.
Well, I have one more question. Okay. Obviously, you're not allowed to do this. I'm just saying. So, if like, let's just say you have a child, right?
Okay.
So this is a very interesting question, I think. Obviously, you're not allowed to hit a minor, but if you have a child, right? And so let's just say you're in the house walking around, your kid's outside. In this scenario, let's just say you have a son, a little son. And there's
what's his name, just so I can get context?
What?
What is his name, so I can just get emotionally wrapped?
Rodney.
Rodney.
Rodney's his name.
Stun gun Rodney.
So Rodney's outside playing, and so the bigger kids come along. They're like 11 and 12-year-olds, and he's like maybe 7 or 8. And they just start beating the shit out of him. So let's just say, like, parents aren't around. Like, because that's your little kid, and he's... Are you fucking murking those little kids? Like, in what way is it appropriate to, like,
this is the
injure them and or, like, protect your son, but not, like, get in trouble at the same time?
The problem is the...
Or do you just take a cement and brick and say, fuck it.
The problem is the legality of it. I think the first thing I'm doing is, as I'm running out, said damage to my son is already done. So I'm going to hold...
They're in the middle of jumping him right now. Okay, they're just fucking...
These are fucking kids... I'm going to shove them off of my son, right?
But here's the thing.
Let me finish.
Unpredictable.
I'm shoving them. No, because it made me sound like I wasn't going to defend my son. I'm going to tell you what I was about to do. Okay. Shove them off my son. Get my son back. It's me versus four fucking kids. Easy. Okay. Now this is what's happening. Take both their heads and bam. I'm gonna say my son did it.
It's pretty good.
And then fucking, but then yeah, I'm gonna find out where their parents live, and I'm gonna beat the shit out of them. Where's your fucking kids, right? They're jumping my little Rodney. I hate all the fucking.
Would you call him Rod for short?
All the legalities around.
But I'm saying actually, like,
I don't know.
Would you be able to like? Would you go to jail because they're minors?
No, I'm probably
even
going
to
jail.
Even if you just push them, I feel like you'd still get in trouble.
It's ridiculous. They're jumping my kid.
Hey, they were scalping my child.
They were fucking holding it like they just caught a fish, your highness.
And I'm the one sitting in fucking prison.
I think I'd do great against a jury. I'd be fine.
But you know what I mean?
All I gotta do is look at evidence box number one. My kid is missing a fucking scalp. Case adjourned, bro. Fuck.
But
dude, that jury sees my scalp child on the stand.
This thing's like a toupee. Oh my fuck, dude, that's funny. I still think you're going to prison.
Okay,
now
though. I'm hot.
My question was, is like, are you taking the fucking the punishment? Because
taking the punishment.
I feel like they're scalping my kid. I didn't mean literally. I meant like they could be doing anything to your kid and really hurting them. But you fucking touch them and you'd be the one sitting in a cell. That's why it was funny.
Yeah.
They're not actually scalping him and fucking pulling his teeth out and making necklaces out of it and shit. Yeah, this is Rodney's molar.
It's a baby molar. Okay. We're done. I'm fucking, now that I laugh so hard, I'm cooking, and I was cold when I first
started.
Yeah, I'm cooking.
All right. Well, Jack, where can they find you?
Jack_SpenZebra, where can they find you?
My Xander Scroll is on Instagram. Where you can find evidence box number one, my son's scalp. You can find both of our Instagrams out there on the Table Instagram page. Anyways, thanks guys for listening. Well, I guess the gorge questions. Well, I had some things come up because now I'm starting a new job and I don't have the days off that I originally had. I'm going to be going to the gorge as well, by the way. It's this weekend coming up, but I don't know what we're going to be able to fit in. Are we still going to try?
Because we were going to do it Sunday. So, no, it's fine. You're going to be gone Sunday.
We'll take some things just in case, but okay. Yeah. All right. So, gorge this weekend. Otherwise than that, there'll be a lot of stories, a lot of clips from there as well, though.
Yes.
So, yeah. For those tuning in, the gorge. The infamous gorge.
Bah, 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 bah.
Jack and I will be there this weekend.
Yes.
For the rest of you, we'll see you next week. And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.